Porque Jesús Cristo es muy malo.
System that fought you over. It wasn't the system that fought you over. It wasn't your lack of vision that fucked you over. It wasn't capitalism that fucked you over. It wasn't the television that fucked you over. It was Soros.
Soros.
Just like Jesus will spread the infection of holy knowledge in all directions, like holy water with pure intentions. It wasn't my penis that spread the infection, it was Soros. Just like Jesus will spread the infection of holy knowledge in all directions, like holy water with pure intentions. It wasn't my penis that spread the infection, it was Soros. It wasn't the system that fucked you over. It wasn't your lack of vision that fucked you over. It wasn't capitalism that fucked you over. It wasn't the television that fucked you over. It was Soros. It was Soros. Everybody, Soros.
Welcome
to the ApocalyCast.
Here.
Huh?
Introduce yourself.
Hi. My name is Pat Hillsman. The Rage in Cajun. The Reverend Abilababa Patrika.
And also it's me, Jad, from the free city of Philadelphia.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, and Graham, the bad man, hailing from the lonely coal mines of Northern Jersey.
The prison state of Northern Jersey.
The Islamic Emirate of Northern Jersey.
The United Arab Emirates of Northern Sharia Jersey.
Yeah.
It's a very stressful time in these Arab Emirates of Northern Jersey as the Hasids try to move in from the north.
Graham.
Defending the ground is a difficult time.
Graham.
Just a full Jersey-themed ethnic conflict out there.
100%. Beards versus beards, bro.
Graham, you have to know about the ballot initiative of North Jersey, where they were like, Sharia or no? What did you vote?
Oh my God, you know how hard it was to find that initiative? It was like, my ballot came and it was like a fucking origami crane. But I found it and I was like, you know, I made my own box. I don't know how I feel. I checked that one.
Speaking of Jersey, I have the two items right here that are needed from Jersey, Coors Light and fucking Red Bull.
You're missing hair gel.
Say again?
You're missing hair gel.
I don't need hair gel, dude. I'm full of spittle and jizz. What?
So, Graham, guys, did you vote? Did you vote for Sharia or against God?
Yeah, we're going to be tonight's election special. We're going to be talking about this big election that's been controversial, that's just been going on. You know, it's like, how late do I have to wait to know if I'm going to get that sweet, sweet fucking Sharia law?
They're like, it's too close to count.
They're like, we need the returns.
We're still awaiting the absentee ballots. I mean, I mailed mine in. I also mailed in my dead uncle's and my dead cat's ballot too. Voting for, you know, 2-4 Sharia, 1 against, just because it can be complicated. It's a complicated issue.
Yeah. It definitely is. But that's the thing, is that a good Sharia should be uncomplicated. You know, like, you could say that, like, it's complicated or not, but it should be. I think we talk a little bit too much about Sharia here on the podcast.
Well, boys, do you know where they went? You know about the returns? You boys know about the returns?
Could you tell me more about the returns, please?
So it's like what's coming back? Talk about the returns?
Oh, God. Yeah.
They're like, is it coming back? When they check the returns.
Yeah. Like how long do I have to wait for these returns, you know? Like, how long can something that matters be gone?
Yeah. It's like, how long until God shows up?
Yeah, right. Or while we're at it, how long until fucking, until his son shows up, you know?
Yeah. And you know, you know about the shittiest Cuomo brother? Professor Cuomo on CNN is talking about the returns aren't in yet.
That's Jake Cuomo, right?
Yeah, Jake Cuomo.
Also, speaking of people who are Cuomos, you know.
No, I heard that Jake Cuomo has a lot of opinions on the nicking of the penis.
Yeah, Jake Cuomo is like, just nick it.
Just a nick. Yeah, not a full cut. Just a nick, halfway.
And that was a ballot initiative where, like, do you want to cut it clean off or do you want to nick it?
Yeah. Do you want to reveal what else might be there or just leave something for the imagination of the people?
Oh, boys, we have the Cuomo and Fauci podcast.
the Cuomo, Christie and Fauci podcast.
Yeah. as part of the Apocalcast, in order to like spread our brand awareness, to spread it, to flatten it out and spread it, we've joined forces with the Cuomo, the Jake Cuomo, Tony Fauci podcast.
Yeah.
But do they do this all the wait, I'm confused because I need to hear these, but do they each have their own cast, or do they just all hang out together in the basement?
They don't hang out. They're good. They're all Italians from Jersey.
So it's called
Tony Fauci, who's not.
It's called the Chris and Tony podcast.
That's a really catchy name.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, no, that's good. Good for them.
So let's
Chris.
Let's patch in Tony Fauci here. Tony, can you hear us?
Hey, I'm Tony Fauci. What's good? How's it going? Wait, which Cuomo is it?
Oh, it's Jake Cuomo.
Jake? No, it's got to be one of the. It's got to be a real Cuomo, man.
Oh, what's a? Are any of them real?
Yeah,
Mario.
That's the thing.
Mario Cuomo. There you go.
No, what are boys on CNN? What's on CNN?
I mean, you boys know how. David Trump is challenging the vote, and he's saying that there's no Jake Cuomo.
No, who's
and he's Cuomo like, "Oh, this ballot."
Help me out here. Andrew Cuomo? No, Mario Cuomo. Help me out. Mario Cuomo is the mayor. Is the governor?
Mario Cuomo is the patriarch Cuomo.
Who's the cockass Cuomo who's on fucking CNN?
Chris Cuomo.
Is that him? Chris. Chris Cuomo. Okay. Oh, so the Chris. Christy, Chris, and Fauci.
It's me, Chris Cuomo. I'm the biggest Cuomo brother there is. Hey, Tony.
Hey, what's going on? I'm Tony Fauci. I'm the co-host of the Cuomo, Fauci, and Christy podcast.
Hey, Jersey Chris, are you there?
Yo, Jersey Chris.
Yes.
Yeah, Jersey Chris, let's talk about how this virus got to vote like 500 times. It's so unfair. The virus got more votes than most people.
Well, the virus carried a heavier load. And in New Jersey, it's all about the weight of your vote.
I like this. I like this version of Chris Christie as like an effeminate Southern man.
Well, yes. He's really just
I do declare I'm Christopher Christie.
Well, Christopher Christie, is it not, you know, people say that the popular vote doesn't decide the elections, but how come the viral load decides the election?
Well, the viral load will determine the population, so of course it should overcome anything else.
It's so horrible. No, sorry. Yeah, it's me, Tony Fauci, and I think...
I'm Tony Fauci.
Boys, who am I?
You're Chris Cuomo.
Oh, yeah. It's me, Chris Cuomo. Let me ask you boys something. Agree or disagree? Is the virus American?
Well, I think the virus... I'm Tony Fauci. I think the virus is pretty much... It's, you know... It affects all people, and there isn't really any difference in infection rates between people of different backgrounds. So I don't know. I'd say it's a virus of the world.
So Tony, if I'm understanding you correctly, if this virus is American, it should get a vote. And right now, CNN refuses to count the virus in the vote. They're suppressing the virus in so many ways. They want a vaccine to block the virus from voting.
Well, listen, I don't know about that. I'm a simple doctor from the neighborhood. You know, me and my paisans all wanted to grow up and like get into different types of medicine, you know?
Yeah.
And we always thought that Vicky Virus was going to be the virologist, but it turns out to be Fauci. You know? Yeah. But listen, if you're going to talk about politics, I think you might want to direct it to my friend here, the former governor of New Jersey, Christopher Christie.
Yeah, Christina Christie, I got a question for you. you know, this is a virus that it pays taxes, does it not? I mean, the virus pays its fair share.
I mean, down here in the gentle state of New Jersey, we're not quite familiar with the virus. The virus is a new member of our quote-unquote society. Yeah. We're still trying to decide how to integrate, if I may use that word gently, the virus into our society. What? And in New Jersey,
do you get the sense that the virus doesn't like our way of life and wants to implement a different rule that comes from God?
No, the virus just refuses to change to our way of life. Our way of life is the way forward for the virus, but the virus,
you know, hey,
likes its own way.
Former Governor Christie, I gotta say, a lot of people don't understand the folksy, you know, old world ways of the old South Jersey, but you know, you understand it well. And there's a certain gallantry. And there's a certain gallantry and understanding of old world chivalry.
There is a gallantry and a chivalry and a place to sit on the bus, and this virus does not understand any of those three things.
Oh, you know, Governor Chris Christie, you do have some good points. But me, my father, when I was a boy, he came home to me and my sister Tanya, and he said, "I charge you, hey, the children, come around, gather around you, papini." And they say, and they were like, "What is it, daddy?" He's like, "I charge you with the viral load. I charge you with the virus. The virus will be your destiny." And his sister, and then my sister, my dear sister said,
"Tony, you cocksucker, you."
But I believe that's all she said.
No. Dad, oh yeah. Hey, Tanya, remember that? I was so excited about it. I said, whoa, Dad, are you telling me that me and my sister Tanya are going to be the only ones that are going to be able to fight against the global pandemic in the end?
Dad, you think Tony's going to stand up to this virus, this cocksucker?
And no, children, I think you will spread the virus in order to infect the earth, in order to have the virus will spread to the religion.
Papa Fauci, are you talking about the the marinara virus?
I'm talking about the rigatoni
virus.
The rigatoni virus.
Yeah. Wait, who's Papa Fauci?
Me.
Giorgio Fauci. Giorgio Fauci, our father. You know Tony is a cocksucker and he hates the virus.
I guess Graham, you're the father now.
Wait, whose father am I now?
You're Tony's immigrant father.
You're Giorgio. Sorry, Graham, you're Giorgio Fauci from the old country.
I'm Giorgio Fauci.
Giorgio Fauci.
Giorgio Fauci from the old country. Cocksucker.
Yeah.
Giorgio Fauci can't be from the same southern part of Jersey as Chris Christie.
Everyone was trying to tell me, Dad, that our culture is backwards because we love the virus so much, and because we're so focused on the church, our food, and the viral load.
And Giorgio Fauci, I know you grew up in England, so you talk different from us. Giorgio Fauci, I know that your father was from England and your mother from Australia.
Yeah,
so you might talk weird.
You dirty motherfuckers. I might have grown up in England and spent time in Australia, but I still got my Italian motherfucking accent. And fuck that virus. You think you know what it's like to have a big load of virus? Try stuffing that virus in a lasagna. Fuck your rigatoni. We got viral loads of lasagna.
Hey, Dad.
And Nazis. And we fought them both off, you motherfuckers.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Dad. You think that we'll be able to, you think that we'll be able to contain the spread?
The spread of the virus?
Yeah. Tanya.
I can't contain the spread of the virus any better than I can contain the spread of your mother's knees behind my back.
Wow. Holy shit.
I don't even know if you're my fucking son.
Tony, you cocksucker. You want to talk about spread? Why don't you spread this virus around for once? This rigatoni virus.
Tanya, you know, this is when I look out there at those bright lights in that big fucking city of New York, I think to myself, wouldn't it be nice if 1 in 100 of these people died as a result of a virus?
Tony, you cocksucker, you! You know half these lights in New York City are powered by virus.
Yeah, it's the viral spark.
It's boys, do you know like every like you know how many loads go in? Let's break down the numbers for a second. Do you boys know how many loads go in and out of New York City in a day?
Yeah. Well, you know that jacking off is a conspiracy, right? It's fake. Yeah, no, really, because that's why I stopped. Because they when you're asleep, when you were a boy, right?
Yeah.
They sneak in and they attach like a wire thing to like up into your like guts and your arm, right? I'm farting. So that when you jack off, it's you moving your wires against like a magnetic thing. It's on your body, right? And it creates power. So yeah. They're secretly like turning us into little power generators. It's like in the Matrix, you know what I mean?
Like, all yeah. the humans are like your batteries and like.
Do you remember that scene with the Matrix? This version is way more efficient. But do you remember that scene in the Matrix where everyone came at the same time?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And they were like, and Morpheus came, and he was like, "Do you know how we can all come at the same time?" And they were like, "Because we jack off at the same speed." And they were like, "No, because computers made us. Computers forced us to come."
Well, yeah, they all jacked off at like 24.4K.
You know who
like,
sucked?
The old modems.
Yeah.
Morpheus's brother, Obtusius.
Wait, what's his name?
Obtusius. Would never. Here's the thing about him. People who know him.
You know about Obtusius? Is that scene in the Matrix when, like, when? Hang on. You're Morpheus. When Morpheus calls his brother over, right?
Yeah.
Do it. Yo, Obtusius. Yeah.
Your brother Morpheus, Obtusius. You think these computers want us to come?
Wait, I have to be Morpheus now that you've become Obtusius. No, I'll be like, hey, brother, we have to fight the fucking what are they called? The enemies?
Yeah, the machines.
Like, yeah, whatever. Obtusius, we've got to fight the machines. Like they're drilling down towards Zion, and we're really fucked if we don't come up with a solution.
Morpheus, it's your core fear that the machines will come before us.
Wait, why do you change the voice? You went from like Piglet voice to like cool voice. It's I'm Obtusius.
Morpheus, are you afraid that the machines will come before we have a chance to come?
It's the subject matter that's making you do the poop voice. Because Obtusius wouldn't be able to talk about
why is Obtusius fucking lisp?
Morpheus! My brother Morpheus, are you not worried that the machines will blast before we blast? And that they'll come before us? And that they'll... And then it's over and we will not be able to come?
I don't know, Obtusius. I think that that's a rather roundabout and indirect way of approaching the situation.
I think that if the machines come before us, they'll not allow us to come. And then what?
Oh, geez, I don't know. I guess I don't know, but that seems to be a rather indirect way.
Anyway. I have a disgusting proposition. If the machines don't allow us to come, we have to fuck each other like beasts. And then we'll get to come.
But Obtusius, I don't think that fixes any
problem. But Morpheus, ever since you were a boy, you never gave a shit about coming. You were like, I'll come or I won't. It makes no difference. Morpheus, when you were a boy, you let every animal and person come before you.
Yeah, in a long line. That's right.
When you were a boy, you told your enemies, it's okay if you come before me. Form a line.
Because they'll be less full of spit. Oh, okay. Memory hole? Graham, how did I find out about 9/11?
How did you find out about 9/11?
Yeah, you know the story.
No, I actually don't.
Yes, remember? You don't remember?
No.
The story of how I found out about and possibly caused 9/11.
What do you mean the birth here?
Do you not remember how Al Qaeda was like, Pat, don't do it. If you do it, we're gonna fly a plane.
Oh wait, well that's, we have to remember that about the virus. But no, you don't remember this? That I'd stopped jerking off?
Oh, I thought it was because you rampantly were masturbating in all the public bathrooms.
Right, and then, yeah, and then that's why I stopped drinking off.
People think,
you know, it's true. Your abstinence from the masturbation, it really did cause a couple planes to crash into the World Trade Center.
Because no one talks about this.
This is very serious.
But no one talks about this. They're like, oh, why did Al Qaeda fly these planes into this building? And it was because Pat had already jacked off in everywhere that they were going to jack off. And so they had no choice except for to fly planes into this building.
All right, feel free to ask Paul Schubert about this because he was in the class with me. But I had decided the month before 9/11 that summer to stop masturbating because I thought I would run faster. And like we all used to be more physically interested in exercise than we are now. So I was like,
well, wait, can we pause? The reason you wanted to run faster is because you always used to get caught.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Because when you were a boy,
back. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. When you were a boy in Jersey, you were always chased.
Yep. I was also chased by pigs as a child. No joke. But so anyways, so I stopped masturbating and I kept telling people, I was like, I'm running faster. I was like, I'm doing more push-ups, like I'm more focused, I'm remembering stuff from my tests really well. Like I was like, I am the fucking beast. And I said, soon I'm gonna have superpowers. And I started to get really annoying. And it was the first few days of school and I was walking around telling everybody, I stopped jacking off, man. I don't even need it anymore, man. I have superpowers.
And like, it is true. He definitely walked around and told everybody, and even every teacher, like, I'm not jacking off. And everybody's just
No. I told everyone that was in the loop. Okay.
You got very clear, like, I've stopped jacking off.
Yes.
I can run faster.
Yes.
Planes will fly into buildings.
No.
And the Pentagon.
Stop. I said, I can.
Like. No.
And then you were like, and people were like, what? Just because you've stopped jacking off? And you were like, wait. One plane is going to smash into the earth in Pennsylvania. I've stopped jacking off. And people were like, you're lying. And your friends turned Graham, you didn't believe him.
I didn't try to predict it. I said I caused it.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. He didn't predict it. It was a result.
The reason it happened.
It was a very unfortunate result.
Dad, can you try and keep up with the plot, please? Right?
Sorry.
It's okay. Forgive you.
How dare you?
Honestly, yeah.
Did I apologize? Hell, okay, you know what? I rescind my apology.
Oh, wow. All
right. You know what? We never figured out why or how 9/11 happened and who did it and why.
Well, I'm going to tell you. All right? So I stopped drinking off and I had superpowers and I was bragging about my superpowers to a bunch of my friends and then I'm in my class. Right.
Can I pause?
Oh!
Was your superpower the ability to pull planes into buildings?
No! Well, yes, sort of. Yeah, let me finish the fucking bit.
I actually think your superpower was just the ability to stop jerking off.
Did you have a B superpower of pulling planes into shapes?
Listen.
On the ground?
Yo, guys, my mom was fucked by a tangent when I was a child, right? I woke up one Christmas morning. Right, and I went downstairs, and there was my mom tied to the fucking table. Consensually, I found out later, being just fucked hard by a tangent. Okay, well, I don't like tangents, especially not during a bit. So can we finish? All right. When I was
did this particular tangent follow Sharia law?
No. It followed the law of lubing up my mom and making love to her.
Well, listen. At least it was polite. It used
on Christmas morning for some reason. Yeah. So don't. Don't go on tangents, all right? Because tangents went on my mom.
They came on your mom?
Yes, it was terrible. I don't know. The thing that was the most mystifying to me is that they didn't stop. You know, like, they could see that I was a child and that I was watching.
Was this when you realized the Matrix was real? When they just couldn't stop coming all over your mom?
And then I was like, no. I was like, you're hurting her. You're hurting her.
Morpheus and, like, whatever his brother's name was, like, Oedipus, was like, you know. Okay.
It's the Matrix. No. No. Okay.
Pat, here's the thing. All right, can we backtrack to one?
No! Wait, no!
Come on.
Can we get another tangent to fuck Patrick's mother, please?
Fuck your tangent.
She needs to be penetrated by tangents.
Let me just set the scene, and then we can move on.
Jesus
Christ. Pat was a boy. No. And he walked into the room.
It's gonna...
And he saw his mother there. And the tangent turned around and said, what were we talking about again? And then plugged her. He went on a tangent.
That is much better. You changed something.
What?
Your sound is 10 times better now. You changed something. So anyways, we have less than a minute left. I'm going to send it back. But I kept telling everyone I had superpowers. I was in class. A teacher pops his head into the class and says that a plane just crashed into the World Trade Center. And my friend says, why don't you use your superpowers to fly over there and go help? That's actually literally 100% how I found out about 9/11. He said, if you've stopped masturbating and you have superpowers, why don't you go over, fly over to help with your new not masturbating superpowers?
Wait, but say it as your friend. Say it in character.
He was like, why don't you go use your superpowers to go fly over there and help?
No, but did he say it like that? Was he like, whoa?
No, it was like that. I'll send it right back. I'm sending it back, okay, fuckheads? Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Allahu Akbar. Jesus Christ.
Fuck you.
Right now.
What's he saying?
Nobody will explain it better to us. To get to 270,
he's saying, this fucking guy, this piece of shit, fucking Fanuc.
Well, what happened to his accent? That's not the real one. That he's fake. It's bullshit.
Okay, turn off your TV. It doesn't matter.
That's a puppet, Christy.
Guys.
Goddamn, fucking Luigi Cuomo is like 7 feet tall. He's towering over some poor boy on CNN.
Guys.
Can I narrate what's happening on CNN?
Can you turn off CNN? Guys, I need you to listen very carefully, all right?
All right, go.
Why? It's typical cash news network.
Is that your butt?
Yeah. I farted, but Graham talked over it. Jeez Christ.
It wasn't the fart move. I'm not impressed.
It was a real fart. Graham, we really got to talk about your stepping on the bits.
Yeah, Graham, it's terrible how you stomp on these bits and you like stomp them out like cigarettes in the street.
Or like the bit that like a horse would have in their mouth.
Yeah, Graham, you step on bits like a powerful woman steps on her dick to make us come.
Or on pieces. Worst.
I prefer when powerful women step on my balls, and I don't step on cigarettes to put them out. I kind of hope that they just cause raging wildfires.
Do you guys know something that Luigi Cuomo never talks about in this election is how Kamala Harris promised to step on all her dicks?
Yeah, I was like, where's the foot on my dick, you know, like?
Yeah. You know, they talk about like how like Real America never gets their dick stepped on. Yeah. And this is what's happening is that she wants to step on dicks in San Francisco and New York City and Chicago, but she never steps on dicks in like, you know, Chattanooga or like Gary. She only steps on dicks in these East Coast, West Coast beach dicks.
Jesus.
She doesn't step on dick anywhere near Eastern Europe or the West Bank.
Do you guys remember in the debate where they asked her, like, well, are you going to step on the dicks of real Americans? And she refused to answer.
Yeah, she was like, real what?
Yeah, she's like, step on what? Do what on dicks?
What on dicks? Yeah.
Dicks. She hates the dicks of Americans who live in the middle of the country.
That could be given to working Americans.
Yeah. Do you guys remember when Kamala Harris went to the border and she stepped on all those Mexicans' dicks and all these Texans were begging? They were like pleading with her.
They were like, make us part of a wall. They were like, wall us up. Well, what's up, mama?
And she was like, I wouldn't step on your dick if it was the last dick on earth. And Republican strategists were like, that's going to hurt her.
And then, no, but then she made it her campaign slogan.
Yeah, she was like, I'm Kamala Harris. I'm going to step on the middle of the country's dicks. Yeah. And she put it on so many posters.
It wasn't a poster. I mean, they were just driving around and just seeing all the bumper stickers. Like, Kamala Harris, I'll step on some of your dicks.
Yeah, some of them, though. But they're like, surveys show that people in the Midwest love having their penises stepped on.
Yeah. Do you remember that Trump campaign stop where it was just people lined up on their sides in the street with their dicks in the road?
You know what my favorite Trump campaign speech was? The campaign stop and campaign stop was the one with all the screaming.
And then Aaron Acosta was there. He was like, I can't ask a question over all these people screaming when their dicks get stepped on. How undemocratic is this?
It also really says a lot that, you know, Kamala is just not willing to step on a clit or a tit. I mean, this is clearly a male-centric election cycle.
Yeah, it's so hypocritical because these woke-ass Democrats, right? Yeah, they nominate Kamala, who will not step on anyone's pussy.
Yeah, I mean, and I understand that's tough to do, but still, like chicks could just lay on their sides and she could step on their tits. Like, that works, but she and won't do it.
He's like, if I step in a pussy, what if I trip? It's like a hole.
So what if she drowns?
Yeah, well, you know. Listen, guys, I think we need to check in on our friends. In the 100-acre wood. Okay, hang on, guys. Watch the chat.
What are the election results from the 100-acre wood? Which way has the 100-acre wood been leaning, and how are the absentee ballots falling?
Yeah, the 100-acre
wood. Stop talking.
All right, well, let's just have dead air, I guess.
No.
You know what Tom loves more than getting his dick stepped on is when there's no sound over the radio.
All right, so Piglet, Pooh, and Eeyore are in the woods talking about the returns, all right? Yeah. And with each different – and okay, I'm sorry, there's going to be a little bit of dead air. But you're going to give a speech as Pooh?
Yeah. And they're like, when will it return?
Yeah, exactly.
Eeyore!
And wait, there's another. Hang on. You can't lead with it, okay? You can't lead with it. Hang on.
Piglet, Eeyore, have you been practicing for the returns? Have you been preparing yourselves for when it comes back?
Yes, Pooh. I'm really excited. Christopher Robin is super excited about this as well. It's democracy in action.
Eeyore, are you prepared for the return when they come back?
No one comes back for me. I'm sad about the returns because I never get any beginnings. Why would I get returns?
Piglet, are you confident that those who have left will return?
I suppose so. You've been preaching very heavily on that concept for a while now, Pooh.
Eeyore, you remember how you refused to leave? Eeyore. Well, now the returns are returning.
Oh, God. I couldn't leave the Shire when I've got dear Piglet's sores to contend with.
Piglet,
What have you been doing with your hooves?
Oh, I've been just trotting around in the mud with them.
And what have you stepped on?
I don't know. What have I stepped on? Tell me.
Eeyore, and what of your hooves? Have you stepped on anything?
Well, I tend to just shit wherever I stand. So
stop! Stop! Allow me to anoint my sores!
Dude, there's too much background noise. We can't do it.
Not on my end.
Nope, not mine either.
It's my end. You're doing great.
Are you yelling at us about your own fucker?
I admit it. Okay, sorry, go on.
There. Listen, Eeyore, shut... remove your hooves from this man's penis. Retract them.
They've had a hostage the whole time?
Piglet.
What?
Piglet, remove your hooves from this boy's balls.
All right. I'll take my hooves out of those balls.
Now, Piglet, Eeyore.
Yeah?
Allow me to anoint my sores. And while I'm anointing them, I demand silence.
Very well. Anoint away.
If either of you laugh while I anoint my sores, I'll have to start again. Eeyore. Silently bring me the oils that I will anoint them with. Don't make a noise. Muffle your hooves.
Very well. One second.
Okay.
Wow.
The sores have been anointed. Announce. Allow me to lance my boils.
All right. Lance away, Boo.
Eeyore, move your hooves away from my boils.
Very well. Hey, Pooh, do you need some of my help lancing your boils this time?
I would, most astute donkey.
Oh, very well.
Piglet. Now that I'm prepared to lance my boils, I want you to catch all that flows from them and cup your hands beneath my boils.
Read what it says, great mind.
Piglet.
Yes?
Listen very carefully to me. I want you to cup your useless hooves into a bowl.
Yes?
And catch the pus.
All right.
Eeyore, before I lance these boils, I want you to open your mouth below the hooves.
Piglet, use your soft hooves
to lance my boils.
What was that?
Piglet! Use your sharpest hoof to lance my boils.
Oh, God, I've never... I take it as a great honor. You've never let me do that before.
Piglet, you close your eyes and lance my boils.
Oh, very well. Slice! Oh, God. There's so much pus.
Donkey, any pus you do not collect, you will be responsible for.
Oh,
Piglet.
Good job. Keep gargling that pus, donkey.
Piglet. Piglet, widen the gash.
Oh, widen the gash in your boils?
Why didn't the gash in my boils?
All right.
Ooh!
Donkey, did you collect the returns? Donkey, now that all my returns have been oozed into you, keep them safe.
No. They're down for now.
All right. So the election is over.
Yeah, now that we've swallowed all of Pooh's boils.
Yeah.
Yeah. on to more serious topics.
Yeah, let's check the I sure hope that we don't get a call, you know, for an emergency. Check the chat.
Oh, Jesus.
Graham, remember back when we were in Civil Air Patrol? I don't know why I'm thinking of that right now, but
boys, listen, I know you're only boys in the Civil Air Patrol, but Graham, Pat, you boys are 13 years old now. You've been alive long enough. And you've seen this virus.
And you know what?
You may be asking why you don't send me, and the answer is because I'm not.
Wait, no, you haven't. You don't have the premise yet. You haven't laid the groundwork for the premise yet.
All right, boys, listen. Yeah. You know there's this virus,
right? Yeah.
I want you boys to repeat the word after me. And I want you to say it exactly like I say it. Virus.
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 Yeah, boys, we have this cruel virus. And we don't know why it's attacked New Jersey unfairly and it's ignored everyone else. But the thing this virus didn't count on is the Civil Air Patrol.
No, it's true. And, you know.
But we haven't been in the Civil Air Patrol almost in over 20 years.
Pat and I haven't been in the Civil Air Patrol. I mean, it's been, like 18, 20 years. And, but we get this phone call. And they're just asking us to rejoin the Civil Air Patrol to do our duties.
We're like, I wonder why.
Yeah, it's like they couldn't send them. They couldn't send the Marines, the Navy SEALs. No. They called Graham and Pat of the Civil Air Patrol.
Wait, Graham, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
It's because you boys are a bit gay. You know, and this is a gay thing you have to do. You have to fly a plane into the virus.
Wait, what? But you're a Marine. If somebody has to fly a plane into the virus, why don't you do it?
No, it's too gay. It's way. It's way too gay.
Jeez.
You boys, you know, I know the things you do in the Civil Air Patrol. I know how you fuck in those planes. Or how you don't. I know how you boys, like when you're in those Civil Air Patrol planes, I know how you get naked and you play that game. Where it's like, we're not touching each other, but we're super close. And you feel each other's dick heat on each other's dick.
And how they used to make us play victims for the real army. That was humiliating.
Yeah. I remember.
That was humiliating. Are you saying that we can undo all that trauma now?
Sorry?
What's happening?
Oh, okay, thanks very much. Oh, I gotta go, boys. My dinner's here.
Wow, really? No, come on. Just finish the bit. Just go get it and finish the bit.
Oh, yeah. I wish you boys weren't so gay, but Jesus. You have to fly into this virus.
No, you gotta finish the bit. Go get your food. Oh, man. Well.
It's 1:30 in the morning. Who's getting dinner now?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm eating 3 pounds of sour gummy worms.
If I understand correctly, we are meant to fly a plane into the virus. Yeah?
Into the eye. No, we have to fly a plane into the eye of the virus.
Jesus, it has eyes. We've got to, I guess it's going to be a to be continued. Yeah?
Been here before.
Yeah, we sure have. yep. Hang on. We're going to do a trailer for next week.
next week on the podcast.
Got it. No, nine.
Nine!
You have a lot of, like, exciting action, like, explosion sounds?
No.
What? Next week on the Apocalypse, our heroes are called to finally get revenge on this fucking disease by flying a plane into the virus. But then they get a secret phone call.
Hello? Who is this?
Oh, God! Oh, it's me! Oh, God! Oh, God, it's me!
Oh, my God! COVID? COVID-19, is that you?
It's me! It's me!
I told you never to call this phone number! To be continued.